Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. Thanks for making time for our Lord today. Today's gospel is the beginning of John chapter 6. Everybody here, every Catholic, we need to know John 6, inside and outside, backwards and forwards. Gotta know it. Just a quick aside about knowing Scripture, by the way. St. Jerome, the great church doctor of the church, he had this quote. He said, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." But then this, okay? If we don't know who Christ is, we won't know who we are. Because the church teaches in Gaudium et Spes 22 that only in the mystery of the Word made flesh, Christ, is the mystery of man made clear. So if we're ignorant of Scripture, we'll be ignorant of Christ. If we're ignorant of Christ, we'll be ignorant about who we are and what we are for. And if we don't know who we are, that we're beloved sons and daughters of God, if we don't know what we're for, that we're made for heaven, which shapes everything we do in this life, then we'll succumb to all sorts of things that make our lives miserable. We'll chase after the things that cannot satisfy our hearts. And not only will we be unsatisfied, some of those things that we chase after will enslave us. So we have to know our Scriptures. So, fellow Catholics, get your Bibles out. Blow the dust off if you need to. And look up John 6. Study it this week, because the church gives us John 6. We'll walk through the whole chapter for the next 5 Sundays. Today, and then 4 Sundays in a row, you're going to hear us move just right down the line through the 6th chapter of John. If we know that chapter inside and out, not only will you stay Catholic, you will rejoice at being Catholic. You will not believe the gift it is to be Catholic. Because in John 6, we have the great teaching from the Lord himself, from his own lips, about the truth of the Eucharist. That his flesh is true food, his blood is true drink. That's right from John 6. So we have to know it. So do your work. Do your part. The Lord has given us a living word, right? The Scriptures, they're not a dead word. The Bible is the word of God. It's not a word that is locked in history or just some repository of human knowledge, like some ancient philosophy or some old text. The Scriptures are a living word. Hebrews 4 says the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. So get your Bible out. Study John 6. Do it together as a family, because questions will arise. Everything in John 6 is significant. Look it up. Pray with it. Study it. Today's gospel, the section that we had, is the feeding of the 5,000. That event is recounted in all 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's very significant in the life of the church. It's very significant in our lives. All these people are coming to Jesus to hear his teaching. And then we have a very real issue. They need to eat. Jesus knows. He knows human nature. So he knows human need. So he turns to Philip and he says, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" Everything in John 6 is significant. Jesus knows they don't have the money to buy the food. He doesn't want to buy food. He doesn't want the people to have to buy food. Jesus wants to give food. The chapter goes on. Jesus said this to test Philip because he himself knew what he was going to do. Jesus knows what he's going to do. He's going to show everyone that he can do wild stuff with bread. Fellow Catholics, Jesus loves to do wild stuff with bread. He does wild stuff with bread at every Mass. Philip, he knows the problem. He says, 200 days wages, it wouldn't be enough for each of them to even have a little. The reason is this, there's 5,000 men. That does not include their spouses or their kids. The low-end estimate here is that there's at least 20,000 people. And Philip is like, we don't have enough. We don't have enough to handle this problem. We can't overcome this. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever been facing a very apparent, in-your-face difficulty where the resources you have are not enough? Could be something physical, could be something psychological, could be something spiritual or relational, where you don't have enough to overcome the obstacle or the difficulty that's in front of you. Well, everyone here either has had that experience or will, because that's what it means to be human. We are very limited. We are actually very poor. We are contingent beings. None of us are self-sufficient. So here's some hard truth, but truth it is. What you have is not sufficient. But what little you have is necessary. Let me say that again. What you have by yourself is not sufficient. But what little you do have is necessary, because God loves to do great things with what little we have. He loves to do great things. Again, this very Mass, we will bring very little to the altar, hosts and wine, and God loves to do great things with our small gifts. Just look at the rest of this gospel. Andrew finally steps forward. He says, here's a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. Listen, the apostles don't even have that. They need a little boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. They have nothing to handle the situation that's in front of them. 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many? Look, 5 loaves and 2 fish doesn't even feed the apostles, let alone 5,000 men, let alone their families. They do not have what they need, except they have everything that God needs. Jesus says, give me the loaves. And then, what does he do? He takes this small, poor gift. He takes the bread, and he gives thanks. Then he gives the bread. He takes the bread. He gives thanks. And then he gives. Does that sound familiar, fellow Catholics? Jesus taking bread, giving thanks, breaking the bread, and giving it. Of course it does. Of course it does. See, the Lord gives thanks, and then he gives, and he gives, and he gives. And all the people who are gathered around him eat all that they want. They're all satisfied, and there's still more. Jesus tells the apostles to gather the leftovers. And so they do that. John writes, so they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. This small, poor gift given to Jesus is transformed, it's multiplied, and it turns into something more than what all those people could eat. Look at what Jesus does with that gift. Friends, what do you think he could do with the gift that you would give him today? I don't know your situation, but I'm willing to bet almost everybody here is facing something that they themselves don't have the resources to overcome. You might say, I don't even have 5 loaves. Do you have 5 crumbs? Give those to the Lord. What can he do with your small, poor gift offered in trust to him? Watch how he multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Give what you have. Everybody has something to give. At this Mass, every single one of us, give what you have. 5 loaves, 5 crumbs. Give what you have. Because the Lord is never outdone in generosity. He gives and he gives and he gives. And he gives us everything that we need right now because he gives us himself. That's the truth of it. That's the truth to live our life around. He gives us himself. And that is going to happen at this very Mass. The miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is nothing. It's absolutely nothing compared to the miracle that will happen on this altar, at this Mass, at every Mass. Jesus, God himself, takes bread and wine and transubstantiates it. He changes its very substance into himself. He gives us himself as food because he knows us. He knows human nature. He knows we need food for our bodies, but even more, we need food for our souls. Friends, he gives us that food. There is no greater human hunger than the hunger for God, the hunger to be known and loved by God. Brothers and sisters, that hunger is met at this Mass, at every Mass. So give what you have, small, poor gift that it may be. God will receive it. He will multiply it. And he will give you himself as food. So give what you have today at this Mass. And I promise you will not leave here hungry.